The city of Dayton has acknowledged that a chemical contaminant found near Wright-Patterson Air Force Base was also used at a city-owned firefighting training center. The news comes to light as the city has for months been increasing pressure on Wright-Patt to stop the flow of contaminated groundwater from the base into Huffman Dam. The man-made chemicals, per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances known as PFAS, are used in industrial and consumer products and as a firefighting agent. According to Dayton officials, they first learned about the chemicals used in the city's firefighter training center in 2016 and as a result shut down several drinking water wells in the nearby Tate's Hill well field. The city notified Ohio EPA and Wright-Patt of the contaminated site earlier in February. The Ohio EPA has now listed the McFadden Avenue Training Center site as a potential source for the earlier contamination. WISO talked to Wright-Patt spokeswoman Marie Vanover about accusations by the city that the base has been too slow to act on potential water contamination.
Our airmen and their families, we're members of the same community, and we drink the same water. So we share the concerns about any type of contaminants that were produced by the legacy firefighting foam that was used, obviously, on base and also within the city of Dayton.
Vanover says the base has been diligent in its efforts to protect local water supplies. Base officials detailed those efforts in a letter to Dayton City Manager Shelley Dickstein on Tuesday. Jerry Kenny, WYSO.